Learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara is in the middle of discussing what things are mutter for care of animals on Shabbos. The Rav had said, you're allowed to put a traskel, you're allowed to put a basket around the animal, even though it's only for tainug, and kol shekein, you could put a medas on an animal that's for tzar, and Shmuel held only a medas, which is for tzar, that's mutter, but something for tainug is aser. So Maris Akasha on both of them. Toshima behema sha'ochaz adam, behema that has blood, has a condition where it's in pain from the blood. Ema midam aisa b'mayim ashul shetitzdanin. You're not allowed to put it in water in order to cool it off. But adam sha'ochaz adam, midam aisa b'mayim ashul shetitzdanin. But a person that has the same condition, he could go in water in order to cool off. So that's a raya. And even if an animal's in pain, even if it's tzar, you're not allowed to care for the animal on Shabbos. Akasha and both Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara says, "Amr ulag zeir mishum shchika samamanim." That's different. That's refuah. You're doing something like putting on a merdas, or smearing with oil, or things like that that are necessary for tzar. That's not refuah. But if an animal has a sickness, has a condition, it's achaz adam. There's an issur refuah. There's an issur shchika samamanim. Just like you can't do a refuah for a person because of zera, that maybe he'll go and grind up the samamanim for the medicine, which is this the rice of teichin. The regards are the same thing for the animal. So Mary says, so why is it mutter for an adam? Nirka maker, and why behema not? Because a maker le behema. So then the Gemara asks the following question: do we have a zera by a behema? But it says, if a behema is added a tchum, you could call the behema and it'll come, and you're not geyser. That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara says, Am Ravina gan shay tchum shla muvu b'tar tchum shaloi, that there's no chash that maybe you'll go get it because it's not out of your tchum. That's the pashtus, the Gemara's teretz. But there's a big shayla, which Rabbi Kveg already asked. I mean, first of all, it's a little strange, the Gemara's being medama to two geyseris. One gzeri is you can't do refuah to an animal because it might come to shchika samamanim. And the next gzeri is that you can't call an animal from chutz l'tchum because you might go and get it. What's a shaykhah to two gzeris? And a mekveg asks a little bit more. And shchika samamanim is a shash of an isa deraisa of teichin. Vashing and going out of a tchum is an isa derabanan. Tchum is derabanan. So the Mitzvah says, Rav Chiya Barashi holds in the Yerushalmi, at the end of Perek Bey, is that Tchumen is the Raisa. So Rav Chiya Barashi, he's the one that said, Rav Chiya Barashi Amarav, the Toilin Traskel Behem of a Kavachayim Elim Radas, so he's the one that holds Tchumen of the Raisa. But he said, but Ravina, Ravina holds Tchumen is the Rabbanan, in Erev and Daphne and Tess. So he says, that the Paiskim say that 12 mil is their Isa, the Ramam and the Rif holds that way. It's a pella to learn the case that way, that it was talking about he was chutz l'tchum, meaning chutz l'tchum of 12 mil, because what's the Adam doing there? Adam can't go out of 2,000 mil. If he once goes out of 2,000 amis, 1 mil, then already he's not allowed to move anymore. Now the Chassam Sefer in the back, the Chassam Sefer says, that the Gemara was b'ika handling one shaila. Is a person bol al mamayna, or is he not? And he said he learned it from the Rif. Later the Gemara says that shchikas hamanim is a machloikas tanaim, because is a machloikas tanaim of a behema eikar shinim and has a constipation, could he run it around the chatzar in order to get relief? And Rabbi Yishia says it's mutter, Tanakama says it's aser. And we pass on like Rabbi Yishia. And the Rif says, you know why? Why don't you have shchikas hamanim? Because a person's not bol on his behema. He doesn't care so much. The shchikas hamanim is a person with medicine, person is in pain, so you can amat him to do medicine, and then he won't have enough medicine, so he will forget himself and grind the hamanim. But his behema is in pain, he doesn't care. So it won't come to that. So that was a shmuz of the Gemara. The Gemara never done with the klarkeit. If a person cares about his behema, his behemah is chutz l'tchum, he's afraid the behemah doesn't have what it needs, so then the avad will be shash will get it, and we're not mechalting the rice and the rabbanon. Not a shayla, the two gzeiris should be the same. So quality stick of shayla, is there a shash that a person will forget himself about his behemah? Does a person care about his behemah? Is he bowl on his behemah? If he is, so Tanamabigayzer, even though it's Darabanan. That's what the Gemara understood. Not in the Chalakin, the Reis and Darabanan. If he's not, then we wouldn't be Geizer Meshkikas Tanamanim, even if it's Daraisa. That's Dr. Sam Sefer. Now, there's a Shayel Nimishayin in the Maskanas HaGemara, because the Riv says that we don't paskin that there's any Issel Shkikas Tanamanim, so who within the Behema, Shaach Zadam, you lie to be Mayim and it be Mayim. There's no problem with Shkikas Tanamanim. You lie to do refuas for Behemas on Shabbos. There's never a problem. And the Rosh, it's really the Gaius Shri, points out who within the Haisa Amenis Chutzat Chum. We don't pass him of Avinas a Kimta. Haisa Amenis Chutzat Chum, Karlevi Boaz, Kipshutta, the Behemis Chutzat Chum, even though it's out of your Chum, when I Chayshi should go out of the Chum. It's all one Shiloh. And that's also the Das of the Rambam, and El Cheshabes, Perichaf Aleph, Halachalamid, and also the Gabi Karlevi Boaz, Perichaf Dal, Halacha Gimel. Maisa the Tur and the Meisaisa brings down the Balachum and the Smag and the Smack. They hold there's a chilek. That by Elicha Bechotze, there we pass like a Beisha. Because not so muchach that it's for refuah. But Lamida B'mayim, here it's more nicker to refuah, it's aser. So that learning Lechari, it's not a klali, a stick of shayla. It's a shayla on each one. And you guys, Mishum Shkikas Hamanim, it would be more shver, had to understand what the Gemara shayla was from Lumehem and Migazrinan. What does one say have to do with the other? Ma'aseh Shulchan Aruch paskins that all refuahs is mutter, like the Rif and the Rambam. Now that the Rif says that he's not bol for his behema is a very geshmakish shtickle in the Bir Alacham in Simon Shinlam and Bey. It's a long shtickle. We won't go through the whole arichas. Very geshmak. He says at the end that he got the shtickle from his son who was nifter and Bavram. Says he calls him a gadol b'teir of Amidas Tevis, and he says he was nifter when he was 23 years old. And it says the exact date of the Ptira, Chaf Kislev Tafresh Nun Beis. I think he wanted to be a maskeris the shtickle for his son, who was nifta so young before he was married. But the shtickle that's the gay to our sugya is like this. The Mordechai says that when you have a behemah she'ochs dam, and you have to be makas dam, and you're afraid if you won't be makas dam, it will die. So you can tell the guy to be makas dam. Amir la'akam is mutter. Even normally, Amir la'akam is aser, it's a deraisa. But here, the Mordechai says is a heter because if you're not going to allow him to do it, adam bal al mamonei, and if you're not going to allow it, he's going to come to do it himself. That's why you have to allow him al yidei goy, because otherwise he'll come to do it himself. And as Rayasim and Gemarim Sachim, the Gemarim Sachim says a similar thing, l'gabi a bechor, that he can be makas dam from a bechor in a way that it wouldn't make a mum, even though normally it's aser, because if you don't allow him to do it, he'll do it anyway and he'll make a mum. So Adram, it's better to allow him to do it and tell him a way to do it in a way that's mutter than not allowing it, and then he'll do it in a way that's also because he's bala mamayna, he'll come to be even issa deraisa. So who would emir la'akam? That's the Mordechai. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens that way. So the shayla is this riff shtim with the Mordechai? Because the riff says the reason why lana do refu is because you're not bohol. The reason why lana do refu is because you're not bohol. The Rif is mashm, if he would be bol, then you'll ask her doing refuah. If he'd be bol, you'd ask her doing refuah, because then he'll taka come to nisa deraisa. So the chari doesn't shtim. How does the Rif, the Mordechai, saying that for keret, you bol when it's ochs adam, ad kedei kach, that you matter for a guy to do it, because if you don't allow him to have a guy do it, he'll come to do it himself, be even nisa deraisa. But the gabe putting him in water, the Rif is saying he's not bol, and that's why it's mutter. It's mashm if he'd be bol, be aser. So according to the Rif, he can't say the svar of the Mordechai. So Mela, to tell a guy to be makas dam, which is an issa deraisa, no, which is a shvus, on an issa deraisa, you'll have no heter. So Zag the Chafetz Chaim's son like this. Be'emesin, you find some places in the Gemara, like by Dleika, when there's a fire, it says that they didn't allow you to put out the fire. Because if they didn't allow you to put out the fire, then you might come, they didn't allow you to save anything from the fire, I mean. They didn't allow you even to save anything from the fire. Because if Adam Baal Amamayna, if you allow them to save things from the fire, except a certain thing what they allowed, you'll come to put out the fire. And who did? They didn't allow you to put out the fire on the day of Goy. Only to say, Kol HaMechabein HaMafsid. But not to tell a Goy to put out the fire. So Fekzach the Kasham, what happens when a person's Baal? You find the steerer. Do you say that if a person's bowl, don't allow him to do something? Because if you allow him to save things, even the davar mutter will come to do the davar asr. Or do you say, if a keret, you have to allow him? Because if you don't allow him, he'll come to do another davar asr. What's the pshat? How do you understand the stira? Mefaya, we say that you can't save things from the fire more than Chazal said, because other bowl, mamayne, will come to put out the fire. And by Misha Hikshachloi B'derech L'mashal, we say, we allow him to walk pachas B'dal and Amis, because we don't allow him, he'll come to do an Isidar Aysa. So the Chavetz Chaim's son said, this is the Chilik. If the Pshat is by allowing him to do the Isidar Abanan, his money's saved, he's finished, he's happy. So then we do allow him. Because if we don't allow him, he thinks to himself, I'm anyway asked to do anything, so I have to be over in Isser, and he won't be Mechalati in Isser Der Aysa and Isser Der Abanan. He'll just do the Isser Der Aysa. But if, when we allow him to do the Isser Der Abanan, or even the Davar Heter, it's not enough, like by a fire. You're going to tell him he could save things. That's not going to help. A lot of things are going to be lost. So once he's Isser Kanatzala, he'll put out the fire. Then forget. Then we tell him to keep away. As I zok tekeval negesvar. But Al-Kulpanim, the Negei of the Rif, this is what he says. Right? The Kasha was, the Rif says he's not Baal Al-Mamaynay, and that's why we mount the Rifua, because you're not Gaiz of Shkik Samamanim. And the Mardukai says that you're allowed to go and tell the Gaiz to your Makas, because he is Baal Al-Mamaynay. So, Zag the Chavetz Chaim's son, what does the Rif mean he's not Baal? It's in first Shigamarim Sacha by the Bechar Shachaz Dam, that you allow him to be Makas, because other than Baal Al-Mamaynay. How could the Rif say he's not Baal Al-Mamaynay? Like that the Teretz is, because it must be the case where Yemayim and B'mayim is a case where there's no chash that will die. You have no suffix that will die. In the case of Achol Kashinim, there's no chash that the Bayim will die. So that's why you're not Bohol. So, and you're not Bohol B'chlal, and there's not even a chash Xerush and Shikas HaManim. You don't care. You won't come to Shikas HaManim. You don't care so much. But that's if you won't die. But in the case of Sachim, where it's Achzadam and Yelanim to Makas the Bechar in a way that won't make a mum, because on the Baal Mamaynai, there because he's a Shash and he might die. Then Avadi is Baal. But when he's Baal, in that case, for Karet, you're going to be making more, because we don't want him to be even Isidar Aysa. He says that the Sefta says, Behema Shach Hashinim Ritzadar Zabachatza Gedeshaloi Thomas. So you see the case of Achzadam is a case he might die. He said, but the pshat is there has to be two cases, because Agamar is not discussing the behemah dying. Agamar is discussing tzair for the behemah. So the Rif would hold like this, that the machlokes of shrikas samanim is ultimate only this tzair. When this tzair, so then you have a shaila, maybe you'll ask for shrikas samanim. But when the behemah might die, then there's no machlokes. Then everyone holds that it's mutter to do refuah. Because since adam balam amaynei, if you won't be matim, and isidar abana, I'll do an isidar aysa like the marichai, then everyone will say that it's mutter. Ad kan nishtikal, that's the gay to our sugya. So Allah l'mais, that's in the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, there's no Isser Refua. And like the Mishnah Berurah is saying, if the pshat is he won't die, then you're not bol. So maybe you won't become to Shikas HaManim. And if the cases where Behemah Taka might die, and they have Adi a bol, but they're fakert. Since you're bol, if you're not going to allow him to do the medicine, he'll come to do an Isser Der Aysa. So there we allow him, because otherwise he'll come to do an Isser Deraisa. Now in the Ikka Gemara that we were discussing, that the Gemara Ula that says by Achzadam, the Isser putting up a Mayim Meshkika Samamanim, and the Gemara Sakashu Lebehema Migazrinon, Vatanya Haisa Medes Chutzutchum Karla Vibav, Legazuna Domasa Lesuye. That misses the Ridva has a different teretz to Rabbi Kivegas Kasha. This is all Benigeya to Rashi and Taisus. The Ridva is a new pshat in the Gemara. The Ridva says the chash by kar levi ba is maybe he'll come to go for amis b'shus harabim. And why will he come to go for amis b'shus harabim? That's an isidar aysa. And why will he come to that? Because since you're being matter him to get the behemoth from out of the tchum, so then you're being mekeltim. You're being matter to get the behemoth from out of the tchum. So you're being mekeltim, so he'll come to be even more, he'll come to be mafriz on the kula and carry it down Amos Peshus Harabim. That's a gzera. So it is a gzera for a deraisa. And the Gemara is teretz that the tchum of behemah's muvah b'tchum means that it's not out of the behemah's tchum. It's only out of his tchum. So you're not being mekel for him at all. So Meili won't come to carry it down Lamas Peshus Rabbim. That's stated in the Ridva, a Mechudish Dika Peshat in the Gemara. So Rabbi Kivegas Kasha, then why did the Gemara ask that if you guys are Shikas Hamanim, you also have to be Geizer by Tchumen? From Kvega asked the Kasha, what do you mean? Shikas Hamanim is Exeir of Teichim, which is the Raisa Tchumen, is Exeir by the Rabbanan. So we have the Mitzvah and Teretz Tchumen, Zusa the Raisa, Yid Bezmul is the Raisa, very Shver. We have the Chsam Seifis Teretz, that there's no chilip between the Raisa and the Rabbanan. The Ikka, the Gemara is trying to figure out in Svara, is a person bowled by a behemoth to be Geizer? If you're Geizer, you're Geizer all the time. If not, you never Geizer. And we have the Ritva that learns the Pshat that you take a Geizer for a deraisa of going down Amis Rishas Arabim. But only when he's taking the behemoth out of the Tchum, he's being Mekel, so then he'll make another Kula that will go down Amis Rishas Arabim. Mashenkin, the worst Teretz is he's not taking the behemoth out of the Tchum. But the Ritva is learning a different Pshat than the Gemara's Teretz also. Rashi learns that the Gemara's Teretz, Kegoyin Shaisa Tchum Shalom, Muvu B'Tarech Tchum Shaloi, means that the behemoth is going out of its Tchum, it's just not going out of his Tchum. He has a different Tchum than the behemoth, and the behemoth is at the edge of the behemoth's Tchum, but it's not at the edge of his Tchum. So he could call to the behemoth will go out of its Tchum, but there's no shash, he'll go out of his tchum, he's nowhere near his tchum. That's how Rashi learns. The Ritva is learning fakert. The Ritva is learning he's out of his tchum, he's at the edge of his tchum, but the behemoth is not going out of its tchum. For the behemoth to go out of its tchum, that would be a problem. And even if we make for that, but you wouldn't be make because maybe it'll take a dalamish v'shus rabbim. But that's a problem for behemoth going out of its tchum. Before we explain Rashi and Tesis, just want to say over a Geshmaka chat from the Blazer Meisha Horowitz, which Batsim I would say is not like the Rishainim, but in this prat he was Mechavan to the Ritva. He was also very bothered by a lot of kashas. He asked about 6 or 7 kashas. But Be'erich, the problem was, why is the Gemara being Medamina to Xeris, the fact that one's the Reis and one's the Rabbanan? And also he was bothered by the problem, if we're talking about that he is not by his tchum. It's the behemoth going out of its tchum. So what's the chilek if you call the behemoth and it goes, and now you're saying it's mutter? But apparently to go to the behemoth and pick it up and take it, or to schlep it, that seems to be usser. Why should there be such a chilek? We're going to explain in the Rishayim why there's such a chilek. But he was bothered. So Mel, that's why he learned like the Ritva, he was mechavin to it, that when it says that the Tchum Shaloi is Muvayas B'Tarech Tchum Shaloi, that means that it's at the end of his Tchum, but the behemoth is not going out of its Tchum. So there's nothing wrong with the behemoth coming to him, but he can't get the behemoth because he can't go out of his Tchum. But he learns a shak of a time of the Gemara is like this. Ula Asid, putting the behemoth in the water because of Shikas HaMamanim, and the Gemara's Kasha was, but you didn't actually put it in the water. You just like chased it, that it should go itself into the water. So is that considered you doing the Isser? If the answer is yes, so how you let it call a behemoth from out of a tchum? That should be like you pulled the behemoth out of the tchum, and that's a vada asser. And the Gemara's answer to that is that the behemoth is not going out of its tchum. It's your tchum is moving its tchum, it's at the edge of your tchum, but the behemoth has plenty of room. The behemoth is not by the end of its tchum. So Mel, you're at the edge of your tchum, you're calling the behemoth. So that's mutter, because the behemoth is b'chol not doing anything wrong. But enechinami, if the behemoth is going to go out of its tchum, you can't call it, just like you can't scream at it to go into the water, that's shikas hamanim, you can't call it to go out of its tchum, that's the issa of tchumen. Hamechudah de kepshat, and in this pshat of which that the behemoth muvah b'tarech tchum shaloi is mechavan to the Ritva. But in Rashi's pshat, and Taisa's pshat, so again, the Gemara's kasha was, how is he allowed to call the behemoth to come to him? Why isn't there a chash that maybe he'll go out of the tchum to get the behemoth? And the answer is, fakat, he has no chash of going out of the tchum because he's nowhere near his tchum. He's calling the behemoth to go out of its tchum. So the shaila is, how do we understand this? The behemah is at the edge of its tchum. It has its own tchum, because the regular behemah, when you gave it to a roi, it has its own tchum. You're no near the edge of your tchum, and you're allowed to call the behemah to go out of its tchum, but you can't go and get it. Because kara lo yibo, it has to call it. Like Taisa says, what's the chilek? Why is kriya mutter? And why is leilach right for the ear aser? What's the chilek between those two things? So the two mahalchim had to understand it, and it comes out of very, very sadistic shaila in the inyan of shvisas behema. The first mahalach is the old chedusha aran, the chedusha of michasim aran. It's probably not from the ran. Then he says, Pirish ve'ein chayovin ha-melechis behemte kusha oysa oysa l'das atzma, sha'arei memidim oysa al-gabe yasovim b'shabbos. When you're dealing with a behemoth doing something wrong, like going out of its tchum, if it does it midas atzma, it does it on its own, then it's mutter. If you tell it to do it, then it's aser. And apparently, kairil aviva doesn't mean that's not called you telling him to do it. That's called, for some reason, Eisal Das Atzma. Now, Shankin, if you're Leilach Me'evil Behemel rightfully ear, that's called, you're making the Behemel do it. That's the Isser. Now, this is a big Machlaikis. It's a Machlaikis in the Paiskim, and it's definitely a Machlaikis in the Yishayinim as well. The Magen Avraham, Simin Shinhei, Sifkan Tezayin, says that the Maralbach says that if you see a Behemel doing a Malach on Shabbos, you have absolutely no Chiyuv to stop it. And the Magen Avraham says it's very shvei, because he says at the end of Perek B'mem Behemah Yaitzis, it's mafur, it's mashma, that even if it goes at itself, it's aser. And he says, Ayin Shom B'taisis. I'm not sure which Gemara he means. So here's the Machloikas of Paiskim. Like we said, the Chedushi Aran, the Chedushi Mechasim Aran sound like holds like the Maralbach, that if Behemah does it by itself, it's mutter, and that's the pshat, and kar levi ba, as opposed to you getting it. And besides it, it's Lushi Aran. There are other Rishonim which also are pretty clear that way. L'mashal, the Tshuvas of Rashbam, it's Chelek Aleph, Simen Nun Tes. He's discussing about if an Eved that was never Moho, could he do Melacha on Shabbos? Is there a problem of Shvisas Avdai? So he says, he would only not let it do Melacha if you tell him to do Melacha. Because it's the same idea, he says, it's like Shari and Chamayrei. Just like Shari and Chamayrei, the issue is if he does it L'daitai. But if he does malacha for himself, he's an eved that never had a bris milah. He's a mamash a goy gomer. He's not an eved knani. He's not mechuyev mitzvahs kiisha. To say there's a chiyuv shvisa, he can't do malacha for himself. Why should you say that? You don't find that way by a behema. So you see clearly the Rashbam shuvis nemzan that if a behema does it himself, shalei ladash yisrael, it's mutter. And Aksam Sefer, in Tshuva, Simen Samach Beis, he also brings that the Ramban, Ala Teira, on the Pasuk of Esasa, Malacha Ata Mincha B'techa, Ala Choskem Vem Techa, he's also mashed with the whole issue is when the Behemah is doing the Malacha of the Bailam, of the person. Behemah doing Malacha on its own, there's no issue B'chlal HaShvisa's Behemah. And also he brings from the Rekeach, that the Beis Yosef brings down in Simen Reish Mem Vav, that says if someone rents a behemoth to a guy on Shabbos, that's an issa of Shvisas behemoth. That's an issa deraisa, because that's considered his work because he's gaining from the work. But if a guy just goes and uses your behemoth to do work on Shabbos, you never told him he could do it. You're not gaining anything from it. The Rekeach says you don't have to tell him not to. You don't have to meicha biyadei. The Beis Yosef says we don't bask in that way. Now, could be this case is a little bit worse, because the Rekeach's case, the pshat is, it's not like the behemah is doing it completely on its own. A person is telling the behemah to do it. L'chayah, you could say tutzdadim. You could say whatever the behemah does on its own, that's mutter. The issa shvisas behemah is when a person has the behemah do it. That's called that the behemah is doing it like a person. That stims like what we said in the first shit a little bit, that the dinner shvisas behemah is, you got to give the behemah rest. You can't, l'man yenuach. You got to give the behemah vacation on Shabbos. From all malachas. So maybe if a guy tells him to do a malacha and you see him, you have to stop the guy from telling him, even though you're not gaining from the malacha. That's part of shvisas behemah. You can't do any malacha on your day a person. But the Rekeach and the lashon of the of the Ramban al Teira is that he can't do your malacha. The Pshat in Shvi'is Behem is that's also considered keilu you're doing malacha if you're having your behemah do the malacha. But if it's nothing to do with you, then there's no issue Shvi'is Behemah. So we see Kama Rishayim hold this way, like this Chedush Aran that we have here. Besides the Chedush Aran, we have also the Chuvas Arashba, Chelek Aleph Siman and Tes. We have also the Ramban al Teira. And we also have the Rekeach, which is brought in the Beis Yosef and Siman, Reish Mem Vav, that you're not mitzvah on a behemoth if he's doing it on his own. The Rekeach is saying, even if a guy is telling him to do it, as long as you're not gaining from it, there's no din Shvi'is Behemah. But Lamais said, it's Kama Rishayim that go like this Magen Avraham that says it's Asur. There's a Ritvan of a desert after Zvav. He says, Elosh of Yeshle Lizar Shmir Me'ula Bebehemtai. Shaloi lasis malacha filai deichayim, fafilu b'shenal l'menu l'mida de'teira k'mayshu muzer al atzmai. It sounds cool. You have to make sure your behem is not doing malacha. And then this is the Rambam. When the Rambam first brings the din of shvi'is behem, they just says asal ha'itzi masal behem b'sham b'shnem l'man yinuach sharcha v'chamarcha. That could mean that the person's doing it. But at the end of Perichah, halacha yedalin, he says like this. Says k'shem sh'adam mitzuvah al shvi'is behem de b'shabbes kachu mitzuvah shvi'is avdei v'amosay af avi she'em bnei das u'das atzmanosin mitzvah olav l'shoymam u'lemoynam me'asiyas malacha b'shabbes she'nemar l'man yinuach sharach v'chomarach v'davish b'noskav v'ager. And he says which eved v'amah are we talking about? Avadim that u'mol v'tovu l'shem avdes v'kiblu mitzvahs. If not, then they're allowed to do malacha la'atzma b'fahes k'yishob. So the Rambam says the Chiddush is all discussion about what Shvi'is Avdin is Asagas Aravin, but the Rambam is saying that Avodin, that a Mol of a Tavu, you have a Chiv to be Menei them for Malacha, just like you have a Chiv to Menei the Shar V'Chamar for Malacha. You see, Mefurish in the Rambam that by Shar V'Chamar you have a Chiv to Menei them for Malacha. So the Rambam L'Chair is very clear like the Ritvan of Eidazara. Now the emphasis is that the Chedushi Aran here brings a raya, because you see, Mamidim Behem al Gabe Asavim B'Shabbos. You see, Behem is allowed to eat the grass on Shabbos, so you see that he's allowed to do malacha. But Taisis over there, the Avkufcha Bezum now of the Maschel Maimed on the Behem al Gabe Asavim B'Shabbos, he says, Kedadarshu Mechilta, Maman Yenuach Sharech Vechamarchel, Yachal Leyen Nechenu Tel Shoen Nechenu Eiker, you shouldn't allow it to be Telish Eiker, Tamalayim Laman Yenuach Veinze Neyach El Tzar. And Rashi also brings this Parash Mishpatim Perich of Gimel Pasuk Yud Beis. The Mashmais to me is, maybe you can learn differently, maybe you can learn that the Mechilta is being mata any time the Behemah is doing Malacha on its own. But it's not so Mashma. It's Mashma to me that they're coming to say there's a Bezunder a Heter if a Behemah needs the Malacha, a Behemah needs it for its enjoyment, for its achila, then there's a heter of Shvi'is Behema. But otherwise, you wouldn't have to minei a behema from malacha. This particular malacha, that's ein zanayin chel atzar. Like Rashi says, yachach b'shenu b'beisai, you think you have to lock it up in the house, tam alay malaman yinuach ein zanayin chel atzar. But stam doing malachas on its own, it's mashman of Rashi and Taisis, with them unlike the Rambam and the Ritva, that you would have to stop it. It's just a bezunder heter for eating grass. Not sure if that's mukhrich. But al kapanim it's a machlekes v'shainim. So back to our Gemara. So our Gemara is mavur. If you learn like Rashi's pshat, like the Pashup pshat, that the behemah is at the edge of its tchum. It's you have plenty of room for your tchum. And still, you're only allowed to call it. You're not allowed to, like Taisa says, you're not allowed to run after it. So like the Chedush Aran, it's very good. When you call it, that's called as doing a malacha on its own. When you're running after it, that's called you're forcing it to do the malacha. And the din of Shvi'is Behemah is only when you force it to do the malacha, not when it's doing it on its own. But if you hold that even on its own it's asur, so what's the pshat? Why are you letting it call it? What happened to Shvi'is Behemah? So the guy is smiled chai really in Kedushin, Simon Tavkov Samachay, the Beis Yosef and the Dakimashi bring it at the end of Simon Shinhei, that says you're allowed to give your sheep to a raya, even though I'll take it out of the tchum. So the Dakir Meishi brings it because Tchumen Adarabanan. And they're only guided by Shvisas Behema, only Melachis Deraisa are Asr. Things that are Minarabanan for a person to do, a Behema is allowed to do Lechatchila. So now would be one reason why the Behema could do it. Even the Mal, you'd have to stop a Behema from doing a Melachis Deraisa. But Tchumen's Darabanan. There's no Din Shvisas Behema on Tchumen Darabanan. The guy Ismail Chai inside says a little bit more. He says, even if Tchum be Deraisa, but it's not a malach, it's aimed by skila. Pashtas, the word is that Shvisas Behema was set on malachis. Not only Surah Shabbos has a din of Shvisas Behema. Shvisas Behema was set on malachis. Tchumen's not a malach, there's no skila. There's no din Shvisas Behema, even if it's deraisa. A person is muzer on Tchumen. A Behema, there's no din Shvisas Behema. Shvisas Behema has to be from malach and not from Tchumen. But Ibezai, if you're going to say that, that there's no issur shvisas behema for a behema to go out of the tchum, either because it's the rabbanon, or because even if it's the rice, it's not a malacha, so why do you have to be kairi lavu ba? Why can't you just go and get it? So I think the teretz is, you have the sugya and bay of shvisas, of tchum and of kelim, that there's a din, that the owner, or and you give it over to a raya, so it gets a tchum of the raya, whatever, you give it to a shamer, it gets a tchum of the shamer. A keli has a tchum, and you're not allowed to bring a keli out of its tchum. That's a din of tchum and of kelim. So who within a behema? A behema has its tchum. You're not allowed to bring the behema out of the tchum, not because of shvisas behema, because of the din of tchumen. Kelim also, inanimate objects also could have a tchum, and you're not allowed to bring it out of the tchum. Even a keli could have a tchum. And all sugis in Beya, in the 10th Berg of Erevin, there's dinim, you can't bring a keli out of the tchum. So the chayah, if the behemah is at the end of its tchum, havadi you can't bring it out of the tchum. Not because you're making the behemah do a malacha, that's not a problem. There's no shvisas behemah on tchumen. If there was, you can't even do it on its own according to the Spiskim. But the problem is you're violating tchumen. Just like you're not allowed to bring a keli out of its tchum, let's say somebody owns a garment, and he has a different tchum than you. You're not allowed to wear the garment out of the garment's tchum, out of the owner's tchum. That becomes a tchum of the garment. So here you gave the behemah to a raya. The behemah has a tchum. You can't. So when you call it, that means it's going by itself. You're not bringing it out of the tchum. The behemah is walking out of its tchum. There's no problem with Shisa's behemah. The behemah is doing it. But when you're going and being raidif afterward, then you're pushing the behemah out of the tchum, so you're violating this tchumen. That's the chayyur de pashup shat. At la'ilam, there is no shvisas behema by tchumen, but for you to do it, you're being over this tchum by taking the behema out of the tchum.